Welcome to Tech, Terror, and Trade, Espionage in the Digital Age. I'm particularly fascinated by today's topic because, well, who isn't slightly unnerved by the idea of their face unlocking a door, or their voice authorizing a transaction?
Right? It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's our reality, and that's what makes the potential for misuse so unsettling, especially in the context of espionage.
Exactly.
We're talking about biometric data, fingerprints, facial scans, iris patterns, even the way you walk, all unique identifiers that are increasingly being used for everything from unlocking our phones to, well, national identification systems.
It's incredible how much information can be gleaned from these identifiers. The input text mentions physiological characteristics, like fingerprints, but also behavioral ones, like typing rhythm, gait analysis, even your odor.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? And while biometrics offer a seemingly foolproof security solution, they also present a huge risk. Think about it. If your password gets stolen, you can change it.
But what happens when your face is the password?
That's the chilling part. This information is immutable. You can't just reset your fingerprint. And that's why it's such a valuable target for espionage. Imagine the implications of a government or corporation having access to and potentially misusing this kind of data.
It's a Pandora's box, really.
The input text touches on everything from spoofing attacks and cancelable biometrics to the ethical implications of soft biometrics and the potential for mass surveillance.
It's a lot to unpack. We have to consider the technical aspects, how these systems work, their vulnerabilities, as well as the broader societal and ethical implications. It's a complex issue.
Absolutely. So in this episode, we're going to delve into the world of biometric data and explore how it's becoming a new battleground in digital espionage. We'll discuss the implications of biometric data theft, the technologies involved, and the measures being taken to protect this sensitive information.
Let's start with the basics. How exactly is biometric data being used in espionage today?
So how is biometric data actually being used in espionage today? It sounds like something out of a spy thriller, but I imagine it's more mundane, right?
Well, it's both, actually. It's used in mundane ways, like accessing secure facilities, think replacing keycard access with iris scans or fingerprint recognition. But then it gets into some pretty intense territory. Imagine using gait analysis to identify a spy in a crowd, or even voice recognition to intercept their communications. It's happening.
Voice recognition? So like they could lift someone's voice from a public recording and use it to unlock their devices?
Theoretically, yes. And think about the implications of spoofing attacks. Creating a fake fingerprint or facial scan to bypass security. The input text mentioned this, and it's a very real threat.
That's unsettling. So what about the bigger picture? How does biometric data theft fit into the broader world of digital espionage?
It's a key piece of the puzzle. Think of it as another tool in the arsenal, but one with incredibly high stakes. Stealing someone's biometric data isn't like stealing a password. It's stealing a part of their identity, something they can never change. The impact of that, both on an individual and national security level, is enormous.
The input text mentioned the use of biometrics in national ID programs. That's a huge vulnerability, isn't it? If a hostile nation gains access to that kind of database?
It's a gold mine for espionage. Imagine having access to the biometric data of millions of citizens. You could identify undercover agents, track individuals, even create deepfakes to spread disinformation. The potential for misuse is truly terrifying.
It's like that chilling line from the input text, transforming the state into a surveillance state. It feels very Orwellian.
Exactly. And the thing is, this isn't just happening in authoritarian regimes. The input text mentions several democratic countries using biometrics for everything from voter registration to border control. The potential for abuse exists everywhere.
So what's being done to protect this data? Is it even possible to secure something as immutable as a fingerprint or facial scan?
That's the million-dollar question. The input text touched on cancelable biometrics, which is a fascinating concept. It's like having a biometric password that you can reset if it's compromised. But the technology is still in its early stages.
So we're in a bit of a Wild West situation right now?
Pretty much. We're rapidly adopting these technologies without fully understanding the long-term implications or having adequate security measures in place. It's a race against time, really. We need to figure out how to protect this data before it falls into the wrong hands.
So we were talking about cancelable biometrics and how it's still a nascent technology. It feels like we're playing catch up, doesn't it? developing these incredible biometric systems, but struggling to secure the data they rely on.
Yeah, it's a real challenge. Like, the input text mentioned how a stolen password can be changed, but a stolen face... Well, that's a different story. It highlights the urgency of developing robust security measures for this kind of data.
Right. And it's not just about individual security, is it? The input text talks about national ID programs using biometrics. If that data gets compromised, the implications for national security are huge.
Absolutely massive. Imagine a hostile nation accessing the biometric data of millions of citizens. It's a recipe for disaster. They could identify undercover agents, track individuals, even create deepfakes for disinformation campaigns. It's chilling.
It is. The input text uses the phrase transforming the state into a surveillance state. It really does feel Orwellian, this potential for mass surveillance.
It does. And what's even more concerning is that this isn't limited to authoritarian regimes, you know? The input text points out that even democratic countries are increasingly relying on biometrics for everything from voter registration to border control. So the potential for abuse is everywhere.
So where do we go from here? What are the potential solutions? The input text mentions cancelable biometrics as one possibility, but...
Yeah, it's promising, but still in its early stages. I mean, how do you cancel a fingerprint? The idea is to create a biometric template that can be revoked and replaced if compromised, but the technology needs to mature.
Right. So are there other approaches being explored?
Well, the input text also delves into hardware-based security solutions, which sound pretty interesting. Things like specialized hardware tokens and biometric devices that prevent unauthorized access at a deeper level, bypassing the vulnerabilities of software-based systems.
Oh, so instead of relying on software that can be hacked, you're essentially building security into the hardware itself?
Exactly. And the input text suggests that combining hardware-based security with strong system administration policies could create a much more secure environment. It's like adding multiple layers of protection.
That makes sense. But even with these measures, the human element remains a weak link, doesn't it? I mean, people can still be tricked into giving up their information, even if the technology itself is secure.
Absolutely. Social engineering, phishing attacks, those are still very real threats. That's why user education and awareness are so crucial. People need to understand the risks and how to protect themselves.
It's a multifaceted problem, then. We need better technology, stronger policies, and more informed users. It's a tall order.
It is. But the stakes are too high to ignore. We have to figure this out. We have to find a way to harness the power of biometrics while mitigating the risks. The future of security, and maybe even privacy, depends on it.
So we've been talking about this explosion of biometric technology. It's everywhere, right? From our phones to airport security. But this input text really highlights the security implications. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? The convenience is undeniable. Unlocking your phone with your face, so much easier than a password. But like the text says, what happens when that password gets stolen? You can't exactly change your face.
Exactly. That immutability is the core problem. The input text uses the example of a stolen password, you change it. But a stolen fingerprint? That's a whole different ballgame.
And the scale of the problem is growing. Think about national ID programs using biometrics like Aadhaar in India mentioned in the text. If that kind of database is compromised, the consequences are enormous.
Huge. Millions of people's identities potentially exposed. The text mentions a 2019 breach at a database with fingerprints, facial recognition data, and passwords. Talk about a nightmare scenario.
It's chilling. And the text emphasizes that this isn't just about individual security. It's about national security, too. Imagine a hostile nation getting access to that data. It's a goldmine for espionage.
Absolutely. Identifying undercover agents, tracking individuals, the potential for misuse is terrifying. The text even mentions the use of biometrics in personalized advertising.
It makes you think about the line between convenience and surveillance.
Right. And then there are deepfakes. The text shows an example of someone using AI to change their face in a video. That technology, combined with stolen biometric data, is a recipe for disaster.
It's like something out of a sci-fi thriller, but it's happening now. So what can be done? The text mentions a few things, like AI and machine learning for better security.
Yeah, AI can help analyze data, detect anomalies, even predict potential threats. But it's also a bit of a cat and mouse game. As security measures improve, so do the methods of attack.
The text talks about the importance of robust data protection strategies. Encryption, access controls, strong system administration. The basics, but crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the text mentions something called cancelable biometrics, which is an interesting concept, like a resettable biometric template.
So if your biometric data is compromised, you can essentially cancel it and generate a new one?
That's the idea. It's still in its early stages, but it could be a game changer.
It sounds promising. But even with these advancements, the human element remains a weak link, doesn't it? Social engineering, phishing, people can still be tricked into giving up their information.
Definitely. User education and awareness are vital. People need to understand the risks and how to protect themselves. It's a shared responsibility.
The input text mentions TechSocRadar, a company that offers tool and training for cybersecurity. That kind of proactive approach seems essential, both for individuals and organizations.
It is. We need to be vigilant, informed, and adaptable. The landscape is constantly evolving. The future of biometric security depends on it. Thanks for joining us for this fascinating, albeit slightly unnerving, discussion.